Now, today I've got a friend of Leighton Buzz Radio, a friend of mine, and the busiest lady I know in the Leighton Buzzard area, and that's Catherine Smith, community champion at Morrison's Leighton Buzzard. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. And you are a busy lady, aren't you?
Very, very busy.
Yeah.
So since lockdown started on around the 20th of March, it's just been a whirlwind, an absolute whirlwind, with how many charities we've been able to support. And Morrison's have been amazing with donations of £1,000 a week to the food bank across the country. So
that's
very
incredible,
very busy
on its own. So, Catherine, I know we've got a lot of things to get through, and we might as well just tell listeners you've got a list in front of you, haven't you? Because it's the only way, with all the things that you're doing, that we're going to remember what we've got to mention. So I suppose, because you've already mentioned it, food bank, you're still looking for donations which go to the homeless shelter in Leighton Buzzard, and of course the COVID help group, aren't you?
Yes, that's correct. So we have Morrison's, as I said, donate £1,000 a week, but on top of that we have food donation cages in the store.
Okay.
I'm doing a competition at the moment, so I would like children to draw me some posters, make me some posters up to encourage people to put into the food bank, and all the posters will be displayed in the store by the food donation collection area.
Oh, that's
so
lovely. Yeah, okay.
It'd be amazing to get a few more pictures.
And people like to see it, don't they? It cheers a lot of people up when they see those. So
yeah, definitely.
And should we just run through, since COVID lockdown, which I think was 21st of April, I think it started, the actual lockdown.
March.
God, yeah. God, silly me. since then, now you started off almost from the word go. So do you want to run through, I know it's a long list, but do you want to run through some of the stuff you've done since that first moment?
Well, when it first started, because I'm really lucky, I've already got lots of contacts because Morrison's already work in the community. So I already had lots of contacts. But I did get contacted by a company called Prime, I think it's Prime Healthcare. They support vulnerable people who are unable to shop for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when our customer cafe closed, I contacted them, and then I was able to give them all the scrambled eggs and all the bread and bacon. There was so much food I was able to give them. So it's really started off really well to start with. I was able to support loads of people.
Yeah,
I already have a good relationship with the Leighton and Linslade Homeless Service. So at the beginning, I did actually go and work in the food bank there, putting the parcels together. But then when the lockdown happened, their customers then were able to help with the food bank. So I was no longer required for that service. Because the trouble is, a lot of our volunteers in the town are all over 70. And then when lockdown started, everyone over a certain age was told to isolate.
Yes, it made a
big
difference.
So that meant that all of our army of volunteers were all of a sudden disappeared. So it was really, really difficult to start with, but now there's a huge army of people working with the Leighton and Linslade COVID support group, which
you're very
Holly,
involved in that, aren't you? And we've spoken to Holly on this show, and June as well, actually. So yeah, we're keeping in touch with them as well. And then I know you've helped McIntyre. Did you help?
Yeah, McIntyre. I contacted them. So all the food from because we have the hot counter with the chickens and the meat and everything. So we closed that as part of the
the process. Health and safety process, yeah.
So I gave them lots of the food there. So they had sausages and meat, loads of meat. I gave them Easter eggs for all the children, and loads of bread, loads of food, loads of biscuits, lots of things.
Lovely.
So
and
support, I was able to support them.
The book donations people gave in?
Yeah, the book donations, where we have Morrison's book donations for Click Sergeant, we're obviously not allowed to sell them due to COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So the Women's Refuge contacted me, Milton Keynes, and donated all of the books to them. I also donated a microwave to a lady that's just moved into an apartment with no cooking facilities, and loads of puzzle books. And also was supported by Milton Keynes Royal Plaza as well. So we both gave them a huge donation of goods to support the women that are in a refuge.
Yeah.
So that was really good to be able to support, support different groups.
Yeah.
Because it's because I have already got these contacts, it's amazing. So I've rang around everybody and said, can I help you? you know, is there anything you need? So it's really good to, I've already got that to start with.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I mean, we've got to say that, I mean, my other hat, as people do know, is that I'm Be Local magazine. So you and I speak on a regular basis before COVID about, and you run a column in Be Local magazine about all the things Morrisons are doing in the community anyway. So you're already up and running and ready to help so many people. You're also doing doorstep deliveries at Morrisons, aren't you?
Yes, that's correct. So so we can do up to 20 a day.
Wow.
So it's for the elderly and vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
But I did also put on my, because I've got Morrison's Facebook page, Morrison's Late and Buzzard.
Yeah.
New expectant mothers or someone who's, you know, aren't able to get out with their children. I'm more than happy to add their shopping to our doorstep delivery. And then one of our drivers will deliver it to them and they can pay on delivery.
Oh, that's good.
So they
good.
Wouldn't go through the number, the doorstep delivery number, which is 0345 611 6111, and select option 5. They can contact me at champion.leightonbuzzard@morrisonsplc.co.uk, and then I will add that order to our doorstep delivery service, and it'll be delivered free of charge.
That's brilliant. I will put all these contact details on our website post about this interview, and of course we'll put the interview out there as well so people can listen. I was going to say there's other things you're involved in so much, Catherine. I'm looking at my list now as well. I can hear your list rustling. I've got a list here as well, just to get through everything. I know that Morrisons adopt charities every year, and from what I see, you've got Make-A-Wish this year. Is that right?
Well, our actual charity is still Click Sergeant.
Oh, it is? Okay.
It is still Click Sergeant. So this was just our friends at Make-A-Wish UK told us that there was over 2,000 children whose wishes were waiting as a result of the coronavirus. So Morrisons knew that their wishes were important, so we just thought they'd appreciate some goodies to help pass the time until their wish is granted. So Morrisons across the country have hopefully put a few smiles on some children's faces until their wish can be made.
That's lovely. That is really lovely. It's such a hard time for children, isn't it? Especially those that are more vulnerable in difficult situations, domestic violence situations and refuges as well.
It's very difficult.
Now, let's move on to the next one. Match funding. I know Morrisons do match funding. And you're doing some fundraising at the moment, aren't you?
Yes. Well, unfortunately, my colleague Anne Paneski's husband passed away at Luton and Dunstable Hospital on the 17th of April. So we've set up a Just Giving page for the Luton and Dunstable Hospital Trust, and Morrisons Foundation are going to match fund pound for pound. We're almost at £3,000, so it would be wonderful if we could get to 3,000, which would obviously be 6,000.
Yes.
That's on our Just Giving page, which is justgiving.com/fundraising/MelvinP. Melvin being spelt M-E-L-V-Y-N.
Lovely. So that's good. Everybody get onto that Just Giving page. Again, I'll put that on the website, so if anybody's missed it and can't get it down right now, that will be on there as well.
But if we can raise more than 3,000, absolutely amazing. So normally we're only match funded up to 1,000, but whilst COVID-19 is happening, Morrisons are match funding us pound for pound.
That's amazing, isn't it? They really are putting everything into our community. Really, really rate them. And I don't know if when you're listening to Leighton Buzz Radio, quite frequently we say, if you're supporting a local supermarket, make sure it's Morrisons, because they're doing so much for our community. So not to diss the other supermarkets, and I know you can't say anything, Catherine, but yeah, we rate Morrisons with how much they're doing for the the helpers group and everything else in the community. Now, have we covered everything, do you think?
I was just going to say, Morrisons are offering all NHS staff discount, 10% discount. We are also offering 5% discount for farmers. Morrisons actually are one of the largest food manufacturers. We have our own abattoirs, we have our own manufacturing plants, and make a lot of our own food. So to pay back the farmers for all the work they're doing for us, we've also given them 5%. So
I think that's brilliant, actually, because I think it's not mentioned much, is it? The farming community and how much they're going through and how much help they need and help and support they need. So that is really good. You were supplying flour for everybody as well at some point. I think I saw that on one of your posts.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
The flour from the bakery. I think you're selling the flour, aren't you?
Yeah, and the yeast as well. You can buy fresh yeast from our from our bakery too. So this unfortunately has been a real shortage. So you can buy yeast and flour.
Brilliant. Make your own bread if you want to. I don't think you'll catch me doing that, Catherine. You know what a domestic goddess I am. Lastly, in your other life, you are also normally swim instructor, aren't you, at Tiddenfoot?
I am a swimming teacher at Tiddenfoot, yes. So I really miss teaching swimming, so I can't wait to get back to being able to teach swimming again.
Have you heard that they're having a massive revamp at Tiddenfoot, £300,000 revamp, so you'll go back to nice changing rooms and more hair dryers and all sorts of things.
It'll be lovely. It'll be so nice to go back. On Friday, because it's VE Day, it's VE Day celebration, so Morrison's colleagues can wear red, white and blue, or red, white, you know, different colour t-shirts. Or 1940s style for a donation into the food bank. So if customers want to join in, come in wearing red, white and blue and give a donation to the food bank, that would be absolutely brilliant.
Oh, that'd be good. Right. Have we done everything, do you think?
I'm sure there's something that I've missed.
I'm sure there is. Well, you can always come back. As a friend of Later Bus Radio, you're always welcome to come on and tell us all about anything. But for now, Catherine, I will pop everything onto the website so that people can find all your information. But for now, thanks so much for calling in. I know you're so busy.
Okay, thank you for listening to me. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.